Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we're back again.
We're back.
Today we're back. And yes, we are a day late, guys, because it wasn't our fault once again. Shout out to Caden. He was terrible. We actually have the owner of the podcast studio here. It's his first time filming us.
He was like, I'm trying to see what really be going on.
Yeah, he gets a lot of complaints from us, and he was like, what is these girls' problem?
He was like, are they bitches? Yeah. Is it real life?
So this is his first time seeing us film, and we're going to be on our best behavior for you guys.
Exactly. We came a little early. We're not going to talk any mess. I'm just kidding.
That's a lie. We are going to talk a lot of mess. It's a lot to talk about today. I don't know. I feel like it's been a lot that's been going on.
It has been a lot. And also because we filmed on Wednesday, the exact day like of the drop last week.
Oh, yeah. So it's been a full week. It's been a full week. So it's been a full week. What's your week been like, though, like personal life-wise?
Yeah. I'm always going through some shit.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I went to Disneyland for the first time.
Oh, yes. I saw.
Yeah, I went to Disneyland.
Which I have been also never been to Disneyland, and I've been wanting to go for so long. And I actually invited her to Disneyland.
You felt
something
about
that?
She told
me she didn't want to go with me, but then she went with her other friends for the first time.
First of all, this was at a time when she asked, we had other things planned. And this
was Halloween.
No, it was at a time when we had to save money, and I also went to Disneyland for free. If it's free, it's me.
It ain't that expensive.
It was. I see the tickets. It was like $300. No. And then the food on top. Yeah, the food on top of that, everything. It was free.
$300?
Yeah, like $280.
I thought it was about $100 something.
No, it wasn't. It was $200 something. It really was $200 something. I'm not even lying.
Oh.
But I didn't pay for it.
Wow. So who paid for it?
Kyle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Her best friend's like guy best friend.
Like friend of the family.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's interesting.
That's hilarious. I
literally
asked
you to go to Disneyland.
And here's the thing about it.
I've never been to Disneyland.
And here's the thing about it. I love Winter to death. Love her to death, love her to life. But
she was like, I know you're going to hate Disneyland. You're going to be overwalking in 5 seconds.
You're
going to
be overwalking. You're
going to
be over the lines. You're going to be over every literal
thing.
Was
it that bad?
Honestly, Disneyland to me was like Six Flags.
Do you think I would like hate it? Like, as
no,
far
I don't
as
think
the walking
it was. It really was magical seeing the castle. But other than that, it literally looked like a Six Flags to me.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like a bigger Six Flags. And then like moving forward, if I were to go again, like I want Fast Pass everything.
Right.
I don't.
So
like
you didn't have
lines.
Fast Pass?
No, we didn't.
So were the lines excruciating?
They were long.
Really?
Yes, they were really long.
Like how long?
Like we just drank. For the most part, we drank. The lines were like an hour long.
What's the thing called Epcot? Isn't that Epcot? And it's like when you drink around the world at Epcot.
Yeah, no, maybe that's what we did. And then like the service was so slow. But I mean, I had a good time, and I think I was grateful for my first experience. Mm-hmm. And like Clark, Cree, Kyle, all of them that I went with, they were so excited to show me around.
Clark, Cree, Kyle.
Yeah, literally.
That sounds so funny.
And Shy. Like, it's all like season. It's all season.
You kind of fuck it up, but yeah, I get what
you're
saying.
No.
It is
season. Shy, Cree, Clark, Kyle. If you say
Oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that, exactly.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I would have ruined it. Winter.
No, Kayla.
Oh, damn. No,
So that's what I thought about it. But I know her too well. And like, even when we're doing Patreon content,
I wanted to go to Disneyland for many years.
Okay, well, I should have invited you. I'm sorry for that.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. But I know her too well to know, like, even when we were figuring out Patreon content, there was something that our assistant texted him and was like, this is 2 hours. I was like, find something shorter for Winter.
Because she's going to be over it. Yeah, and then I have, like, that curse of knowing that I have free will, and I literally will leave from anywhere.
The free will curse is crazy.
Yeah, because as soon as I realize, like, I can do whatever I want and nobody can tell me anything, I just do it. I think it's part of my tism, but I don't know. Honestly, I do. But, so you went to Disneyland.
And we also filmed Patreon content.
We did
the most romantic thing ever. We skated on the ice, holding hands,
drinking
hot chocolate.
Tried to go out, kind of was
Didn't
a burnt
work.
Night, but of course we got drunk as hell. And then we did a crumble cookie review, which we're not going to say how that went, but y'all can go look at it.
Yeah.
And, that was all one video. So you guys could go check that little vlog out. And we're going to be doing some more we're going to actually start doing a lot more activities again.
Mm-hmm.
And because we kind of like did a couple of vlogs back to back, but we want to start doing activities for you guys again. So if you're not subscribed to the Patreon, go subscribe to the Patreon. And
our next Patreon is going to be self-defense class.
Yes,
picture that one.
Our next Patreon is a self-defense class, and I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Honestly, I am. I wonder, like, because it really is scary. Like, when you're, you know, when you're, like, play fighting with a man, mm-hmm. and then you're like, oh, my God, like, wait, hold on. This is, I really couldn't get out of this if I wanted
to. I always say that because they really are strong. Bitch, I'm about to uppercut you in your nuts.
Yeah, I'd be wondering, like, oh, my gosh. The other day, I was with a guy that I've been dating. Doesn't matter. And he picked me up and threw me over his shoulder and, like, spun me around. I was going to. Okay, here's my self-defense. Mm. I was going to take my hands and dig it in his butthole. Because I was, like, fully hanging over his shoulder. And I was, like, I could easily just, like,
imagine get him being like, ooh. No.
Like, I could easily, like, dig in there if I really wanted to. But I obviously didn't because I was like, okay, I don't need to be saved right now. But if I had to be saved, I think that would be a good one if a man just threw me over his shoulder. Just
or like that kryptonite is like punching him or kicking him in the balls. I've always wanted to do that to a man.
I've done it. Apparently it really, really hurts.
I've tased a man before.
I've not tased a man. Oh, let's play. Oh, wait, actually, I got to get into
my week. No, what's your week?
I got to get into my week. My week. So I went on a date with a guy that I have been talking to, mm-hmm. and it went really well. He is so fine. He's so fine. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. So went on a couple dates with him and just spent some time together. It was nice. I like him.
Yeah.
We'll see how I feel next week because y'all know me. But, you know me, y'all. I just been out here being single, dating.
As you should. And don't let nobody tell you that it's wrong to do.
Oh, no, I don't. But he is a little bit strict. And we had kind of had a conversation. I was like, yeah, you know, like, how do you feel about me, like, dating? Because if we're not in a relationship, like, I just think I'm at the place where I want to just, like, date multiple people and just, like, see where it goes. And he was like, oh, no. Like, you're not doing that. Like, we're not doing that. And I was like, well, we're going to give it some more time. Like,
are you dating other people? No. Talking about we're going to give it some more time. Girl, you're a goddamn lie. She was like, that's all I needed to hear.
No. Am I dating other people? I mean, other people are asking me out on dates.
Is that not true? Yeah. But you exing them out in a heartbeat. You're like, I don't even want to do that anymore. And you're like, I don't care about him. But no, it's because you care about that other man.
I know. It's because exactly. I do like him. But no, I really have to get out of the habit because I feel it. I'm like, I don't want to really talk to anybody but him. I don't really want to date anybody but him. But
are his actions like showing you what he's saying as well? Though? Like, is he in this? Like, is he like communicating with you effectively day in, day out?
Oh, we talk 24/7. We be like talking 24/7. When we do talk like on FaceTime, we're on the phone for like an hour or so, like 2 hours, 3 hours, like whatever. So it's cute so far. Like, I always think that you don't really know somebody until you get into your first argument.
Yeah.
And then even then, it takes a long time to really know somebody. But I'm liking getting to know him, and I'm excited to get to know him more, and he's just so sexy.
Yeah.
Like, he's
We talked about him on the Patreon a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we talked about him on the Patreon. I think I showed him. Did I show him?
No, you didn't show him. You showed me something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, don't say too much about that. But, so that's going pretty cute. We'll see how it goes. What else did I do this week? I don't know. Oh my God, y'all.
What?
Bro, I didn't even tell you this. What? Oh my God. So why last night I'm sitting in bed on FaceTime with Boo.
A roach crawled in her pussy.
So I get a no caller ID call.
Oh, I get those.
But keep in mind, y'all, I'm like, I'm on the phone with him, and I'm like, should I answer this? He's like, yeah, answer.
See,
like,
you be telling
see
too much.
Who it is.
You're supposed to act like you don't, like, you'd be like,
that's another thing. I tell him so much. I love talking to
that
him.
That will all, I don't know.
He feels like a bestie to me.
That shit will always fire back on you. I'm not saying that every man is the same, but, like, you have to really
not
be
every man is your crazy ass.
Don't person. Go there. No, but I'm just saying, like, it's been it's not even just him. It's been proven multiple times. You know men will always.
No, I know that.
You know what I'm saying? So you
I'm
cannot
not saying
be,
too much. Girl,
I know you.
Bitch.
I know her.
Bro.
I know her. I be hearing
you
her.
You are so. Oh, my God. She's
what am
so
I?
Dumb.
So what? She be like, yeah, babe, let me tell you about this.
And no, like, I don't. No, I don't.
No, she will always, like, sometimes we'll always.
Y'all, see how far she's going? See how far she's going? All I fucking said to the man was, I'm getting a no-caller ID call. I didn't say it was from a man. I didn't say it was
who
from
was
no
it from?
Exactly. So shut the okay, hell up and right, let me
tell
finish.
Me, tell me.
No, so, bro,
from
I'm
a
like,
man.
No! Damn! This is why I'm like, bitch, you off on a tangent. It's not even, like, applicable at all. So he's like, yeah, like, answer it. Like, see who it is. Bro, I answer it. It's somebody, I guess somebody got my number. Like, a random hater. They go, I hate white bitches who want to be black and this, that, and the third. This, bitch, this, bitch, that, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. Hang up the phone, right? I have an app on my phone. You cannot call me blocked. I will see whose number and whose name it is.
Oh, I need that app.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I have an app on my phone. I'm not even going to say the app because it's 2T. Bro, as soon as that call ends, her name and number pops up, right? So I know who it is. I know her whole name. I go to text her. I text her. I'm like, you want to keep playing with me? And I say her whole name. And she's like, no, sorry, something. And I'm like, look, let me show you the text. I can't say everything I said because, you know, I'll be going the fuck in. Look, I sent her a picture. I said, you don't want to play no more? She said, no, I'm sorry. I said, exactly, weak ass bitch, eat a dick and die.
Stop.
Then I sent her a picture of her own self. Look, this is her, y'all. Ugly as hell. But anyways, I said, ugly, miserable ass, her stiff ass wig. She said, oh.
Oh. She really was trying to, like, hide her hands.
But here's my thing. Like, y'all are so weird. Like, I don't even know how she got my number. I'm going to be real. Because, like, my number's not leaked nowhere. Like, online, it's not leaked anywhere. So I'm like, maybe we have, like, a mutual somebody. Maybe they got my number out their phone. Or, like, just
very weird to even think to do.
Something weird. Like, who is calling somebody and being hateful like that? But can't nobody call me blocked and play on my damn phone? I got your number. But also, I was like, I was going to post her number, but then I was like, nah, let me not do it.
That's bringing too much negative energy.
I just don't even want to give the girl any clout. I'm like, she could hand my number out to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, that's bringing them.
But I don't know. I'm just like, you girls are just so miserable. It's like, get a grip and please find a hobby and a job. But anyways, there's a lot going on this week besides all that raggediness. There's just a lot with people in general.
Y'all notice how every single week she tried to skip the wash.
Oh, yeah. Because I swear to, I always forget
every
about it.
Every single week. It's literally right here.
Are we playing a game? Are we going to play the game before or after this?
After.
Because we are going to play a game today again, guys, because we had fun playing the game last week. So we're going to try to incorporate little games.
Every now and again.
Every now and again. You know? As much as they come to us. Mm-hmm. So anyways, watched and read.
People love this.
I don't like this segment.
Okay, y'all. Before I get in, because I didn't read anything this week yet. But before I get into what I watch, I want to let y'all know that I have read Verity by Colleen Hoover. I know y'all suggest that to me so much. I have read it like a year ago or like when it first came out. Love the book. I don't think the wife was crazy. Just throwing that out there. I think the wife was
don't
a little
ruin cuckoo. The book.
No, but a lot of people are suggesting that book to me. They always suggest this book to me. And I'm like, I read that book. I'm going to read Hunting by Adeline or something like that next. But yeah, so I watched Jamie Foxx Netflix special, What It Happened Was, on Netflix, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was really, actually, really good. He explains what actually happened when he went MIA, when he had that mysterious illness. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it.
No, it's really good. And he's, like, he's talking about going back to his faith. He's like, you can't clone me at the end. He's, like, showing, like, what I originated, what I am. It was a musical. I had cried.
Musical?
I laughed. Not a musical. No, she had a good musical.
I hate musicals.
No, it was a part where he was with his, like, daughter, and I'm like, he was like, you saved me. And, like, it was just, like, it was really heartfelt, and I loved it, and I feel like y'all should go watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it was really good. He's talking about going back to Christ. And I watched on Netflix No Good Deed. No Good Deed was actually really good as well. It is about basically this family that's trying to sell their home that their son died in. Ooh. And basically is trying to see at the end of it, they address who killed the son, how it happened. And it's like a whole bunch of like different storylines in between it. That also made me cry. I don't know. Maybe I'm emotional. Wow. But no, it was really good. I've been crying a lot lately, too.
I've been crying a lot.
I've
been so emotional.
I have been emotional.
Yeah, and it's nothing even going on for me to be so
emotional. No, well, I haven't, you know.
It's a beautiful thing to be in touch with your emotions.
But you know what? I was talking to Winter the other day, and I was like, I don't know if something is wrong with me because a lot of things that are emotional to other people are not emotional to me. And like, I literally be in the corner when my friends be crying like this.
You know what it is? That cholesterol. First of all, also, guys, since Shai got her diagnosis of high cholesterol,
I don't hear it.
She has not been eating healthier. She has been doing the same thing, and she doesn't care about her health.
I do. I have been cooking more. I have not had fried food.
Girl, we had fried chicken sandwich the other day, and it's on the Patreon. If y'all want to go watch it, we had a fried chicken sandwich, guys. Literally. She had a piece of pizza at filming, and then a fried chicken sandwich that night, that same night.
I worked out yesterday.
It's for about the first time in.
Well, I'm doing it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing it.
Anyways, she doesn't care if she falls over and collapses and I have to take her to the hospital.
Please be quiet. What
Sorry.
What did you watch?
Before we continue the episode, we want to take a second to talk about our sponsor, Nutrafol. You should love your hair, but that can be hard to do if you're dealing with shedding or thinning. Luckily, Nutrafol is here to help.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. Everyone's root cause of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. I've been taking Nutrafol for a while. Ever since I cut my hair, I am on this hair journey, and I have noticed my hair has been thicker, stronger, fuller, and it honestly has been more shiny. So I'm excited to see this journey and go along with Nutrafol.
While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficiency. Physician formulated with 100% drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support visibly thicker, stronger hair from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, aging, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. Start your hair growth journey with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEHINDTHELIKES. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code behind the likes. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code behind the likes. Okay, so I just started. I was going to text you yesterday because you know it's a bullshit. No, I just started The Ultimatum.
You know, okay. Oh, no, I love the first season. I didn't watch the second, but I love the first season. So how's the third season so far?
Okay, so I'm only on like episode 3 or 4 and it is getting good and people have been obsessed with this season. And yeah, so I'm just kind of like cracking into that. I don't be having time to sit down and watch shit for real. I really
don't.
But
she got time to scroll.
That is what I make time for. Because if I wanted to make time to watch something, I would. But I just, I don't know.
Watching that? That's good. I might watch that too because I love the first season. The first season was like obsessed. Like I was obsessed with. And like one of the guys moved out here from the first season. Remember when we first started the podcast? Uh-huh. He moved out here and I was like, oh, I want you to come on the pod. But then like it died down, like the hype for it died down real quick.
Right.
So maybe if like they're on like.
So yeah, we're going to play a little game.
Oh, ready for the game.
We're going to play a little game. We're going to play the listen and we don't judge game. Let me get mine out.
She wrote them down, y'all.
I wrote mine down. She, because I wanted to actually get like a bunch of them down. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Let me think of a good one. Okay. Oh, okay. We listen and we don't judge. Multiple times I have licked baby wipes. Like, if I wipe my cooter with a baby wipe and I know, like, I'm going to, like, go do something freaky with a boy. Or even if I'm not. Even I just am like, what is the flavor of this baby wipe? I need to know what flavor is going on my vagine.
Oh, so you lick it first and not after.
Yeah, no. I lick the baby wipe first. And I'm like,
okay,
what is this?
I thought you were trying to taste your pussy.
No. Oh, baby, that don't gotta taste. No, like I'll taste the baby wipe and see like what's going on, because if I wipe my cooter with something, obviously it's gonna taste like that. And you know, I keep baby wipes in my bathroom, like in every single one of my bathrooms. So I had like licked my baby wipe, those Cottonelle baby wipes, the ones that are flushable, not tasting too good. They taste like salty. And I'm like, bro, I need to like get something else. So then I, on another occasion, you know, guys use those dude wipes.
Dude wipes. You licked the dude wipe?
I licked the dude wipe, and it really didn't have any flavor or a scent. And I'm like, I need to start buying those. So we listen and we don't judge. Because that I did it, and I was like, this is actually kind of weird that I'm doing this.
Yeah, I would have never thought you would do. So when you've ever, like, stuck your finger there, and then you taste it and been like, a little sour?
No.
Just kidding. I never did that either.
Never, never a little sour, like your little sour puss, but always very delectable. I have done it, but I don't. I have no
one time
bad
it
reviews.
Tasted like maple syrup to me.
All right. Okay. I don't want to hear anything about your vagina. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go. We listen and we don't judge.
Yes.
Around the third day of my cycle, I stop wearing tampons or panty liners.
And you just bleed into your.
I just wear raggedy panties.
So she's ew. So she's free bleeding, which I find disgusting, and I've actually seen people on TikTok talk about that.
And you know, but it's very light.
That's fucking gross, Shy. Put a fucking panty liner on, bro. That's fucking nasty. I mean, we listen and we don't.
We listen, exactly.
I don't even know how to do it properly. Okay. Every time I like, we listen and we don't judge. Every time I like somebody, I'll steal something small of theirs for a souvenir. Like maybe like socks or like a trinket around their house that will like remind me of them.
She's a thief.
Yeah, does that make me a thief?
Yeah.
I do it like pretty much with everybody.
They'll be like, where the fuck
am I
stuff?
This is a little serial killy that I do this. Because you know that that's what serial unalivers do.
Oh, yeah. They take like something.
They take a little souvenir to remind them of that.
How is she going
to
take a dread?
Honestly. No, literally. Never mind. We listen and we don't judge. Go.
We listen and we don't judge. I have beat someone with their own crutch.
Which I know about. And she's not going to talk about it into further details. But we do listen and we don't judge because we don't know what that person did to deserve that. So we listen and we don't judge. Yeah, she
and they held the other one trying to defend it.
Yes, and it was actually bad. And she actually really did feel really bad.
I really did feel. I went to therapy for that after that. I was like, oh, something's actually wrong with me.
Because it was like it wasn't even like a jokey, like a lighthearted thing. It was like a violent offense.
Yeah, I could have gone to jail and did time for something
like
that.
She could have.
We listen and we don't judge. And I have not done anything crazy like that since.
So I have two more, but I'll just do one more. We listen and we don't judge. One time I got flown out by a guy, and while I was there, my ex at the time called me and told me that he wanted to work things out. So I went through the other guy's computer to like find something so I could find a reason to leave, and I found a video of him smashing. And I pretended to be mad and I left and I went back to my ex. And I acted furious. I wasn't furious at all. I just needed a reason to get out of there. So we listen and we don't judge. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
You really saved me there.
We listen and we don't judge.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, I have one more.
Okay, go.
We listen and we don't judge. My first ever boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't.
What? Say it.
No, it's not. It was something similar to that. It's like I seen him cheating on me. And I became friends with the girl.
I feel like, do I know this story? Go.
To see. If they were, and she didn't know I was his girlfriend yet.
So you became friends with her
to see what they were.
So who you talking to, girl? So she never found out?
Yeah, she did. And we still became friends after that.
I mean, period. You a cool girl.
I was like 18.
I mean, that's some calculated shit, but honestly, it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, should I just do my last one?
Yeah, do it.
We listen and we don't judge. Once I accidentally, this is not even long ago, y'all. I accidentally rear-ended somebody's car. And they got out the car and was, like, hella mad. And I had this big-ass stack of ones. I think I told you this. I had this big-ass stack of ones. And I had, like, put – it was, like, a $20 over, like, the stack of ones. And I was like, I'll give you all this money right now if you let me go.
I'm crying.
Blah, blah, blah. So they're thinking, like, it's, like, a wad of 20s. As soon as they took that shit, I peeled off. And I know they thought they had, like, really come up. They were probably mad as hell. That shit was probably about 40 bucks. Honestly. So that
they
was
wrong
not my
for taking that I would have been like, I would have
automatically
got out. Soon as he
took it, I said, cool, bye.
Let me get out of here.
Right. But anyways, back to the show, y'all. That was a fun little game. Actually, I have another game that I want us to play next week.
I want to say something about that wreck, though, what you just did. That stuff comes back to you. Because I'll never forget one time.
I'm scared.
This guy had hit me. In my back, and like I had, it was like damaged, but like I could tell he was probably like struggling in life a little bit.
Okay.
And the car was messed up. He was stressed. He was
no,
the
car was messed up too. You know what I'm saying? His car was jacked. His car,
but like, so he hit me in the back, and you know they're automatically wrong, even just, you know, even if whatever. Uh-huh. But yeah, I could see the crash happening. Mm-hmm. So I took that $2,500.
Oh, he had
$2,500. I'm obviously made him pay me in like a week or whatever. I didn't even get my car fixed.
So you said you seen him struggling in life, and then you took $2,500 from
the
man?
I did. And I
don't see how that's helpful. I thought you was going to say I let him go.
No. Here's the thing. But this was years ago as well. I've gotten better. But so I was just like, and this was a lesson that taught me that. I took that from him. I didn't get my car fixed. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that was my deductible at the time. So I was like, I'm going to get that $25.
That's high.
I know. It was a high deductible because I didn't want to pay a lot for insurance. Literally, I'm not even lying to you. The exact day, the next month, I hit a woman and her child from the back. That
in
exact
car?
In a car.
Oh.
And that exact same $2,500 that he gave me, I had to give her $2,500. I'm not even like, that is how crazy like karma works sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The exact day, the exact month.
Well, don't put that on me.
And then I was, no, I know, but I'm just saying that's something to think about.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that I was just crazy. Like, shit like that happens. And I remember one time, this is how you know God is real. When I was late on, amen, amen, sister. When I was late on a rent and I couldn't pay rent, like, and I couldn't, the exact amount for my taxes was my rent one time. Minus, wow, like, a few dollars, but the exact amount that I got back on my taxes at that time, in time for me to pay rent. I'm telling you, God works in mysterious ways, you guys. Clock it. Eat it up.
Amazing.
But, yeah, so that was, like, a humbling experience of being, like, you don't do people wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I should have never rear-ended that man and gave him $40, acting like it was, like, about $1,000.
I'm like that mom when you tell a joke to and then she give you a lecture.
No, but really, like, the car really wasn't fucked up.
Yeah.
If the car was messed up, I would have been like, all right, mm-hmm, like, you know. But it really was nothing. I was like, here. But anyways, social media question of the week. And this comes from Cardi B facing backlash saying on live that, oh, wait, no. That she, well, she did say on Twitter, she was like, I know I'm a baddie. I got small feet.
So the social media question.
She said, I got small feet. My coochie don't stink even that time of the month. I said, I feel you, sister. But
she said the social media question of the week, would you consider yourself a perfect 10? All around the board.
And we must be real. Would I consider myself a perfect 10? Yes. I really had to think about it. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I think if there's any area that I lack, I think that my kindness and my humor and my personality
make up for
anything. Like 100%. Because I'm not saying like, oh, I think I'm like a perfect 10, like looks wise. Yeah. I think like who I am as a person and what I bring to the table makes me a perfect
10. Makes up for it.
Yes.
Compensates for it.
What about you?
You know, no. I'm obsessed with myself.
I'm kidding.
I'll give you a good 8.
I'm just kidding.
I'll give myself honestly.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with the way I look. I think I'm beautiful. I do, and I say that, you know.
We know that.
You know. I think I'm better than a lot of people because I'm tall.
I think I'm better than a lot of people too. But not because of my looks, just because of me being such a sweethearted individual.
No, mine are strictly looks only. I think there's always room for improvement, so I'll say 9.
Okay, so what do you think that you can improve on? Probably them boots. Yeah.
She said it's time for some new ones. I was like, I like them because they're black. She was like, they ain't even black no more.
They're ashy black. It's like they need some freaking moisturizer.
No, I mean, honestly, the thing is, I would be a perfect 10 to myself as well. And like the thing is that people are like, I don't like that people will try to humble you for thinking that you are a perfect 10. Mm-hmm. And like, people were saying that. I'm gonna read it out loud.
People don't like when you love yourself. That's exactly the thing. That's what I say that all the time. Like people, if I walked around and moped and acted like I wasn't who I think I am, people would try to uplift me and praise me. And then the minute I started realizing my worth and who I am, people would say, "Hold on, humble yourself. Hold on. I want you to keep walking with your head down, bitch. That's not ever gonna happen. Get real."
Yeah. So she said, they were like, so she was basically saying that men want a date. So Cardi B on the live was like, men want a date. Mm-hmm. Sixes because they can't handle, they're intimidated by tens, which is honestly the truth.
No, it's
like,
true.
That's extremely factual. And even with the Cooking with Kaya situation, they compared her to the girl cooking with Jay Nice or whatever her name is. And they were like, men are intimidated by her because where she's cooking at, look at her house, look at this, look at that. And like Cooking with Kaya, she got a popcorn ceiling, her kitchen. And I'm like,
I just don't even understand that whole Cooking with Kai thing. How did that even turn into
Why are they
thing?
So upset?
Yeah, I don't get what happened.
I think it's so cute because I think she'd be like, she'd be saying, of course, like clickbaity things in a sense.
She'd be saying stuff.
She said, she'd be like, you know, you better cook for your man before he come over here and cook with me. And I watched a few of her videos and it was a little funny.
I haven't watched any of them. I heard the little like song or whatever, but like, I don't give
if
a
If you
fuck.
Think your man is going to leave that easy, then that ain't your man.
Unemployed activities
like,
for y'all to be...
That upset over
something.
And it's like, I think a lot of women are upset because they probably low-key can't cook. You know what I'm saying? Take some tips from her. If you mad, take some tips. Like, they've had, like, video clips surface where, like, couples are really getting into arguments because they following cook, like their men is called following cooking with Kai and stuff like that. Oh, but that's why I'm going to. So she basically was like saying that men are intimidated. So a woman commented and was like, "You actually call yourself a perfect 10? Like being on some hater shit. That was some hater shit to me, to Cardi. And Cardi said, "I didn't, but I am pretty face, pretty frame, little feet."
Little feet is kind of okay.
Little feet was crazy to me. Cause
it reminded me of
what's
that
wrong with my size? Nice.
No, it reminded me of that that Princess Nokia girl when she was like, "I'm little and tiny and tiny, and feminine." But whatever, I get it.
She said, "Smell good, never got an odor, even when it's that time of the month. Got that grippy, street smart, a hustler, rich AF, a God-fearing woman. Baby, I can upgrade a man life and buy yours a perfect 10.
Period. I mean, ate that.
Ate that up.
Yeah, no. I feel it. I mean, those are like pretty much reasons why I think I'm a perfect 10 too. I mean, honest, like, I get it.
Women, I mean, I feel like people, like what you said earlier, people hate when you are confident. And it and low God forbid it have something to do with your looks.
Right, right.
God forbid it have something to do with your looks.
People will, oh my gosh. There's been times where, like, if I get into it with somebody on the internet and, like, they're actively coming for me, if I'm like, "You're ugly as hell, like, shut the hell up," like, they'll be like, "Oh, she is not ugly. She is not ugly. Look at you. Look at you." But whole time the bitch do be ugly. And y'all just mad because I know I'm fine. Like, oh, just because I'm calling somebody ugly who's coming for me? Like, what the hell? Like, and I'm confident, you want to tear me down. So you just have to, honestly, oh my God, bro. And then I've been like looking at Twitter a little bit more. And like, it, when I tell you, it's melting my brain, leaking through my fucking ear holes. Like, people are so ignorant, so miserable, and so bored. And I took like a long ass break from even going on Twitter. Like, I'm not going to post anything. I'm not going to tweet anything. I'm not going to like anything, because you know how that don't go well for me. But just even seeing how miserable these people are on this application, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, y'all are actually losers. Like, taking a step away from it and then, like, dipping my toe back in it and see, like, what's really going on. I'm like, wow, this is high-key pathetic as fuck.
Yeah.
So, people, you just have to know, people are miserable and hateful.
So, when I got on there, because I was like, let me see what all the hullabaloo is about.
The hullabaloo. 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 Okay, go.
So, there was another one. It was just like, I seen girls, like, on Twitter, because I seen it, girls were fighting over showing, like, over who showed the nipples first. Their areola area.
I thought it was Rihanna. Wasn't it Rihanna freed the nipple? Probably. I didn't even know this was going on. About,
but, yeah, so it was, like, a whole bunch of girls.
Who was saying anything?
It was, like, a whole bunch of different girls being, like, you know I had showed the peak first. And, like, they had, like, all these pictures where, like, a little areola.
Nobody cares about that pepperoni-ass nipple. No, I'm just kidding. I can't talk. I have piglet titties. But, Who gives a fuck? Literally, what the fuck? Like, does you anybody have a
sluts.
Fucking hobby?
Who cares?
Who cares about who showed a fucking nipple first? Bitch, a breastfeeding mother back in the 1800s did or something.
Exactly.
Shit.
You like, know what is annoying cares? To me, though? I've been seeing lately these women been holding fake babies just to show their nipples.
No.
That has been pissing me off. Bro. I'm like, this is sick.
No, did you know that on TikTok, they allow women to show their whole titty if they're breastfeeding, and there's been girls promoting their OF by doing that?
With fake babies?
No, real babies.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this before, but I've been seeing the fake babies lately. It's just like, oh, y'all are insane.
Yeah, no, but also something that's been going on, which is actually crazy messy tea right now. I want to talk about the Alabama Barker and the bad baby situation, because that is crazy as hell. Did you look into it all?
No, I feel like that belongs on Shade Room Teens.
Right. Well, bad baby's grown now.
How old is she?
I think 24. Let's look. Let's.
Oh,
Google.
She's grown. Fact check that, Nolan. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Bad baby age. Oh, she's only 21?
Yeah. Like,
no way.
That's a baby.
She's only 21 years old now. Oh, yeah. Wow. I definitely thought she was at least like 24. God damn, she's a freaking child. Her and Alabama Barker are fucking children. But, yeah, so you're right. It's child shit. I don't even want to talk about no kid shit, but whatever. It is actually kind of crazy. But Bad Baby made the accusations that Alabama Barker took her baby daddy or whatever, and then, like, hella proof got posted. Basically, Alabama got put on blast for messing around with her baby daddy, and then, like, you didn't look at it, so, like, you didn't see how crazy it was, but, like, Alabama, like, posted all these screenshots.
Saying that she didn't deal with him?
No, posted all these screenshots of the baby daddy, like, "I love you," and blah, 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 all this shit. But really, you could, from my personal opinion, you could tell that she deleted texts and, like, was trying to downplay the situation, because there was even, like, a text where she was like, it was like, you stop sharing location with him. And I'm like, why would you share a location with a man that you're not really dealing with?
Yeah, of course.
And then that, like, it really, and then a picture got leaked of her, like, laying on Bad Baby's baby daddy's chest.
So were they friends?
They were friends. And then Alabama's trying to downplay it, like, oh, we weren't really friends like that. Like, we only kicked it like 4 times. Like, but they have been to each other's houses and hella shit. And like, Bad Baby had like posted, you know, her like, oh, come over to Alabama, being like, come over to my house and blah, blah, blah.
And bring your baby daddy?
Right. And Bama was like, oh, I didn't know that was her baby daddy, because when I went to her house, like, I didn't even see his face. He was sitting on the couch. Girl. But my personal opinion about all of it, like, if you would have seen all of the, like, details, it is crazy. But my personal opinion about it is Alabama Barker's hella young. And if you want to know my real ass opinion, because apparently she's, like, done this with multiple people. Like,
already? How old is she?
She's, like, 19 or some shit.
Oh, my God.
But, like, a lot of people are coming forward saying, yeah, she's done this, like, blah, 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 multiple times. And she has said something on a live that, to me, made it seem like, yeah, she definitely do this. Because, you know, when a bitch say, I don't owe her nothing, that's a sign that that's one of them girls who will definitely do some ski stuff with a man. But in my personal opinion, I think that Alabama Barker right now, you know, she's getting, like, her clout right now, like, everything that's been going on with her family. She's a beautiful girl. She's, like, starting to grow up and, like, turn into a baddie, basically. Mm-hmm. But before she was just a baddie, she was not very, you know.
She's still maturing.
She's maturing. She's going from, like, a girl to, like, growing up into a woman. And I think that when women act out and start, you know, messing with other people's men and stuff like that, I think it comes from an insecure place. I think it comes from a place of, like, oh, well, now I can do it, so I'm gonna do it. And, like, it's like an ego boost type thing. Because in my mind, like, how, as a woman, are you, you're saying this girl isn't your friend, but y'all got videos together. Yeah. She at your birthday party. Y'all at each other's house. Yeah. Like, even if you're not hella close, I'm not even doing that with somebody who's a close acquaintance of mine. And an acquaintance isn't even coming to my house. And I'm not going to theirs. Like, just period. Flat out. But it really is some kid shit. But I don't know, I do feel bad for Bad Baby though. She is a new mom, she's hella young.
Yeah,
she's battling cancer. Yeah. Apparently she's had cancer for like 3 years,
which is sad.
And it's like, it's just trifling. Like, it's all trifling all
I feel like once or twice is excusable, but like, if you continuing like this, that type of behavior, that's actually a character flaw. I wouldn't even like, and at that point, after a while, like, she's still growing and learning and maturing. And of course, I don't want to hold people accountable from like where they are 10, 15 years ago, what they are as a child, what they do as an adult.
Right.
But like, you have to pay attention to those signs or how people talk, because I can guarantee you, if she's talking to her friends, she's talking about a guy that she was probably dealing with who's dealing with somebody else. Those are things that you have to, like, pay attention to in friendships. Like, with, like, if I wouldn't be friends with somebody who's like, yeah, he got a girl, but.
Right. And then there was a text.
That's not my type of person.
Right. There was a text that she had said, like, to the baby daddy. Alabama had said to the baby daddy, like, oh, like, so are you going to tell her, or, like, are you going to leave her or something?
Are you going
to
leave her?
And he had said something, and she was like, you still care. And to me, that stuck out, because it was like, you obviously care that he still cares.
Exactly.
You're upset that he's not telling Bad Baby that, like, y'all messing around or whatever the case may be. Like, you're clearly upset by that, and, like, obviously it's not shiesty. In the text, but it's just shiesty, like, and it's some young, they're young, but here's the big kicker. The baby daddy is like 30. Yes, the baby daddy is like damn near 30, bro. These are little ass girls, in my opinion. Like, I don't even, like, bro, it's just absolutely fucking
And what
insane.
Does he do?
Girl, I don't fucking know. Run around messing with little girls. I don't
know. When I was getting my hair cut, one of the girls in, like, the salon was like, oh, you giving baddie baby. And I was thinking she was.
Baddie baby?
Bad baby. Like, the girl. And I was thinking she was just calling me a bad baby. And like, I was like, yeah. And there was like, and then she pulled up the picture. I was like, bitch.
Like, I don't look like her. No, she's like cute.
She is a cute.
She's and her
cute.
Hair is, her hair
and
is
I like what she's done with her, like, from where she is to where she is, where she came from to where she is now. It's like.
And she's only 21 years old.
Exactly. Such a transformation. And, like, you know, she's kept her relevancy up. And I feel like Alabama Barker is just, like, starting this. And she's got a lot to do. and we're going to give her grace because she is young, but I don't like that shit. I don't play that shit. Like, that's just not, I don't want to be even
she
associated.
She just got to, like, you know, you learn your lessons when you're young, but I don't know. Even when I was that age, I was
I don't
want to
even
like
be associated with that type of, like, I wouldn't even want to be associated raggedy, with that type of energy.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of raggedy stuff at that age. Like, don't get me wrong. So, I mean, whatever, but I was never doing shit like that.
At 18, 19? Well, I wasn't in that type of, like, limelight or accessible to those type of people. I was in Louisiana, so it's just, like, I don't know, but I also have never, I don't know, I'm too strict with other people, men, with other people, man, sometimes. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we even follow each other on Instagram, I don't like nobody knowing I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that type of shit.
Yeah, no, I just, I don't like it either, but I don't know. I hope they work it out. I hope that Alabama takes this as like a, you know, just like a, it's a learning curve.
Sometimes you do have to be blasted to be like, all right, maybe that is some wrong shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really seem like she's taking too much accountability. She's kind of more so just like making excuses, but I don't know. It's just wrong. As soon as you found out that was her baby daddy, he should have been blocked.
Yeah.
It don't matter if he's doing some thirsty. Honestly, if he even was doing some thirsty shit, I would have been like, oh, girl, this is your baby daddy. He had got my number and I didn't know y'all was together or whatever the case. Like, I didn't know that was your baby daddy. Like, and you know, we cool. Yeah. I mess with you. Like, I'm not even trying to be on no snake shit. It's been plenty of times where I've had girls, men DM me that I'm cool with that I'm like, oh, you know, just letting you know I'm not responding to that. Like, because I don't want no misconception or no nothing, but
I've done that before too. I've had to be like, look who's in my DMs,
right? Yeah, it which is awkward, but oh my god, also besides that fact, wish you girls the best and hope that y'all you know, get
figure it out.
But bro, the Heisman winner and his fiance drama, Travis Hunter and his girl Liana Renee, I want to talk about
is
that.
That might have been a Liana Linne or whatever. That might have been a
Oh, is it not Liana Renee?
I think it's L. Liana Linne, or whatever.
Well, Liana. But Travis Hunter and Liana. And here's the thing. So if y'all don't know what's going on, Travis Hunter won the Heisman Award.
Which is a college award. It's like the most prestigious award you can win in college football.
Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, everybody's like coming for his girl because there's like, they're just hyper fixated on this girl about everything. They're hyper fixating her about, oh, if she has a look on her face caught on camera, or if they catch her saying something, like they're completely misconstruing it and taking it out of context. They're obsessing over her race. They're saying that she's going to be a gold digger. She's just with him for his money. They're, you know, taking apart videos where she's been like, oh, well, he wasn't really my type at first, but like I gave him a chance and
And it all started from the award ceremony for him, for Travis
Hunter. It started before that.
This is when I started seeing it. So it all started for me when, like, them picking her apart for the award ceremony when she didn't, like, I guess Deion Sanders, a coach, had to, like, tell her to get up for when he was accepting his award. And they were like, she was the last to get up and the first to sit down. And my initial reaction to that was, like, maybe she got social anxiety.
No, that wasn't the first thing. The first thing was there was this video of him, like, on the field, like, hugging her. And she was, like, upset, visually upset about something. And everybody just assumed that she's, like, going off on him. But apparently it was something that was going on in the stands with the security. She made a whole video explaining everything that, like, happened. And, like, she broke down every single incident that people were trying to pick apart. Mm-hmm. And, bro, I was in the car with Mr. Boo the other day. And, like, he's on the phone with another man who's, like, talking to somebody else, talking about the situation. And the guy on the phone is like, yeah, he gonna take everything. Like, he don't know nothing and blah, blah, blah. And she gonna take his money. He gonna have to find out the hard way. And this is all what happened. And I'm like, why? I literally in my head, I'm like, you guys are gay. Because why are you giving a fuck about another man and his girlfriend, and you're sitting up here taking 3-second clips and making it think like you're thinking that it's something that it's not? Like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Just because this boy won an award, all of a sudden the girl that he's been with for years is a gold digger. She wasn't a gold digger 2 months ago.
Yeah,
she wasn't a gold digger when they first met because y'all wasn't paying attention to him, but now you're paying attention to him and she's the bad guy.
I just think I hate that, like, this is, like, a very, like, positive moment in his life. This is, like, a really great award.
For real. I think, you know, I think
Worrying about somebody else's.
Worrying about another man's penis, it's, like, giving down low. Like, do you want to be his girl? Do you want to show her how to be a real woman and a real wife? Like, I'm so confused.
But what I was saying was that, literally, I think it's sad that they're picking this moment apart from something that's really, like, you know, like, a great attribute in his career right now. And I'm sad that they're making it about all these other things. But to a certain extent, it's just like, So I started following and watching all this stuff after that. And I'm like, she ain't painted in the best light. She's really not. Like, sometimes if you know that all these cameras are around, sometimes you do need to save face.
Well, I'm sure now she's going to do that. But also, she probably ain't damn media trained. Like, they're young as hell.
Yeah,
like,
young as hell.
You get what I mean? Like, there's no way you feel me? Like,
You do have to, like, and from this experience, and it sucks, but I do like how he went online and was just, like, defending her.
Definitely defending her, which is perfect. And I feel bad for her because apparently, like, this affected her a lot. And it would affect me a lot, too.
1,000%. I mean, I'd be crying every day.
I've personally been in a situation where when I was very young, I dated a guy who was, like, you know, very known and known to be this, like, golden boy.
Yeah.
And I was constantly painted in the worst light. Yeah. Like, oh, she used to be a stripper. She's a gold digger. Mm-hmm. She's there for the money. And all she's gonna do is get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what it feels like. It's hella anxiety. You feel like, is he gonna believe these people? Am I gonna get left? I really do love this person. These people don't know me.
Yeah.
So, like, I completely can, you know, understand where she's coming from. And that's just, like, a hard position to deal with. But luckily, he's sticking by her. And he's like, you know, I love my woman.
I love her.
And
I know,
like,
who my woman is. Yeah. Yeah. Which I appreciate. Crazy. Which I think is sweet. And when I seen that, I didn't listen to her, like, her video. Mm-hmm. But it's like, sometimes you got to set the record straight.
No, she broke that whole shit down. Yeah, she broke the whole thing down. She was like, these clips that you're taking are in they're literally making up narratives.
Yeah.
Y'all are going off of base how her facial expression looks and assuming, oh, she over there going off on him on his day. You don't even know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you don't even know what the fuck is happening. But just, like, it just goes to show even more into the internet is a freaking facade. It's everybody's so ignorant. I'm literally so over the internet, if you cannot tell.
Do you think that they should have addressed it, or they should have just let the narrative run its course?
Oh, no, I definitely think they should have addressed it, like, for sure, because you know people do not stop. People do not stop these days. People love to dogpile bully people. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. That is what's popular. And it's not right. It's not fair. Like, I think people should be able to stick up for themselves, and it shouldn't be, like, taboo for it, because it's a different time. You know, back in the day, when you are, like, a known person or a famous person, it's kind of taboo to, like, speak on what's going on in the tabloids. You're supposed to stop talking about it so it goes away quicker. Right, you're supposed to quit talking about it so it goes away quicker. But these days, people are just ruthless, and they really don't have any moral code about harassing people.
Yeah, no moral code. Like, what happened with you? And dissecting every literal thing. So, I could see why. Because at first, in the beginning, I was like, they shouldn't address anything. But you just, it does make sense.
And when you think about it, back in the day, the only people that were really harassing celebrities were paparazzi.
Yeah.
It wasn't social media. Now it's social media. So now, instead of it being 10 people waiting outside of a coffee shop, it's a million people online.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a completely different situation. Yeah. So I think people should stick up for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, say whatever they got to say.
Should we talk about Jay-Z update? No, I got some shit to say about that, you guys. Let me sit up when I say this.
Oh, Lord.
Because I know that, you know, I crack a lot of jokes, and sometimes I don't even be making sense. But I respect opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, I give people the freedom of speech. And one thing I will say is that I stand by what I say when it comes to black men being guilty before being proven innocent. And that's how I feel. And I noticed I got a lot of backlash for it. And
what backlash
I stand by
you
it.
Get?
A lot of people. And it's like, I
didn't
get
see
it.
Any backlash.
Y'all, I got a lot. I get it. Y'all aren't a part of the demographic that will understand, or you're probably too young to even understand it. But in the media, a lot of black men have been portrayed differently, and black women, black people just in general. So, I mean, no, I stand by what I said, and
which
I think
is what,
that
what did you say that people backlashed?
People were like, it's because it's Beyonce shies to a cult. I'm not excusing anything that Jay-Z, if Jay-Z and Beyonce did some foul shit, lock them both up. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But I am not about to be accusatory towards someone when there's no solid evidence yet. And, like, of course, if there is solid evidence, I'll give him this. I'll have the same reaction I had with the Diddy situation. Mm-hmm. But there isn't. So it's just, like, I'm tired of.
Well,
like,
we don't know that there isn't, because we don't.
Now there's a dismissal. Mm-hmm. The Jay-Z lawyer files motion to dismiss case. Multiple inaccuracies in accused story, which I'm also understanding, because it's like it was damn near 20 years ago.
Wait, where is that? Lawyer files motion. Well, of course, a lawyer is going to file to dismiss a case.
I just think
like even as we said on the last episode, like, we don't have the information. We don't know what anybody's brought to a judge. Also, I don't think I understand what you're saying, because you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. But also, like, you can't just use that card when there's like, first of all, it's a victim coming forward about a situation.
And that's what I'm saying.
We can't just completely dismiss something and just use that, oh, it's because he's black thing. Because imagine if something did happen to either one of us, whatever, how many years ago, they're like, oh, they're just... People do that a lot.
Me and you, best friends, right? We get filmed together. Imagine you committing a crime and I'm at fault for it now at this point. When I might have not even known anything about that. I think those things are unfair. They're tearing everything.
I don't understand
The Diddy and Jay-Z situation. They are literally going for all of the black men in power. Mm-hmm. Literally. And this was when I posted on Instagram, and I wanted to read this comment because she was like, I don't think you're wrong. We have a president who was literally a client of Epstein, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos. Other white men have been proven clients and seen on flights, planes, and nothing has come out of it. Trump is about to be president again. Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos barely answer for the shit that they've done. I think you're right in saying race makes a difference, wherein black men are treated guilty right away versus the innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And that's what I will stand by. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stand by that from this point forward. Like, mm-hmm. if any situation where it comes up about race, I think that...
if you want to make it about race, of course.
It's not just about race, but I don't think people understand that they are targeting...
I do understand it, but also you have to understand that people do this same thing with Trey Songz. And I'm just using it as an example because when everybody started coming out about the Trey Songz accusations, it was, oh, they're just trying to tear a black man down and because he's successful and this and a third. And whole time, he is this predator that people have said, but he was this golden R&B boy for how many years? And now that it's kind of coming to light that, oh, a lot of us are wrong just because we're fans of somebody, you know, doesn't mean that they can't do any wrong. And they, of course, I mean... We all know that is a thing, but also we can't dismiss people because people in positions of power, it doesn't matter what color you are, do a lot of fucked up shit.
And I understand that, and I am not dismissing whatever he does. I'm not dismissing him. I'm not dismissing the victim of whoever comes forward about that. I'm not mm-hmm. being dismissive.
I was gonna say I don't even think that like the way you're saying that they're like they're tearing him down. Like, I don't think anybody's super tearing him down about the situation. Like how they did with Diddy, like.
Because it was automatic stuff. No, I'm seeing a lot of it. I mean, well, I guess it's on my TikTok algorithm mm-hmm. right now because mm-hmm. I was looking it up. Right. But I'm seeing a lot of people like, they build these narratives
I haven't really been seeing a lot on it. If I'm just, I don't really look
but
it
yeah,
up.
But yeah, I mean, I still stand by what I said. And I think that it does have something to do. I think that I do. And I can understand people not understanding that because you're not, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. I get what you mean, but also I've seen it firsthand mm-hmm. with these extremely successful rich men. And I know how terrible these motherfuckers are and really can be. And I'm not saying, oh, that's Jay-Z, like whatever. But do I put it past him? Absolutely fucking not.
And that's what I don't put it past him.
I don't put shit past nobody in these
positions
of power.
Me neither. I don't put shit past him either. That's why I'm saying, like, by the highest power of the court, go
to fucking
jail.
But I'm not
going to
look at him.
But I'm
like,
not going to literally tear somebody down when I have no sufficient evidence or proof of that. That's
I'm
all
not
I'm
either.
Trying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
But
either.
You, by the Trey Songz, for instance, mm-hmm. you have sufficient. You damn near lived it, so it's like mm-hmm. I understand that, and I can. But I'm not about to just like. Like you always have said, people are fucking sheep. So when they see, like, they be like, yeah. oh, he going down next. Right. And it's always, I'm sorry, it's always these, like, men in power, which I don't fucking know. I can't explain it. I'm over it.
No, I
but
can't.
But I'm sorry. I stand by what I said. And, I mean.
It is always these men in power, but, like.
And as they should. They should
be. With the Diddy thing, like, do you think that he shouldn't be going through the things?
I feel like what we first heard, I read the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Like, the lawsuit was very detailed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first thing I heard about the cancer situation.
I read it.
It was very detailled. I seen a lot of it. Like, there's a lot of pages, and it was like, oh, this shit is actually, like, wow. She has medical history. She has all of these things, and this is the first. And I think, of course, do I think these men in power are evil? Yes, when you get a little bit of money, mm-hmm. you think you could do the same thing that these other people can do,
but
and you
also,
literally can.
Yeah, but also, you know, we have to realize, like, Jay-Z's been like in a position of power
for
hella years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't put it past him. Mm-hmm. I do believe that that is something that could happen. Mm-hmm. I do believe that that is a possibility that he did that. But me, I'm not going to bash anyone. Mm-hmm. I'll say anyone, not even a white, not even other races. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone should be equal when it comes to innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to build a case against someone before anything comes out. Like, it even happens, like, you know, like with the Jonathan Majors situation. Like, he lost everything. But he got, indicted for being guilty.
Yeah, got into it with his, like, ex-girlfriend, right?
Yes, his ex-girlfriend. It was, like, a yelling match or something like that.
It was on video.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, you know how many people who have had that same situation? Jonathan Majors, he working with Zeus now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. Y'all not going to understand it. You're not going to get it. And I can't explain it right because I get pissed off. But whatever. I know what I'm talking about.
No, you're not talking about anything wrong at all. I don't think you're saying anything wrong.
I mean, I said, how masculine black men have been portrayed in the media lately. I stand by that as well.
Yes, we know. But what you're saying is not wrong, but you also, the same way that you're saying that people need to be careful about what they say and not, like, accuse people
like victim blaming? I'm not trying to do that.
No, this is the thing that I'm saying. The same way that people need to be careful and not act like people are guilty before they are proved guilty, you also cannot sit there and put the race card and the situation to try to make it seem like it's not a big deal. If anything, everybody should just say, well, let's just wait and see the verdict, because that is dismissive. Yeah. And it's not right for you to sit there and make it into a race thing, because if it is true, then that does feel like you're dismissing what a victim has said. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I feel like
you can't just dismiss it because somebody is black.
The judicial system is not set up for black people. For
I
people
am very
of color.
Aware of that. So I have a black brother that's sitting in prison that should have been home.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, I know it's not set up for. So I'm sorry if I'm leaning more towards a person of color, because I know that we're
not set
up.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that even like if you make a statement and say, oh, they're just trying to tear another black man down, you are now discrediting
the victim.
Instead of saying that, you can just say everybody needs to wait until whatever comes out and nobody needs to point any fingers because let me just paint a picture for you. If let's say a man in power who happens to be black comes in, sexually assaults you, and there are people, and you are like, this person sexually assaulted me, and people are saying, oh, there it is, just they're trying to tear a black man down, blah blah blah, you're like, hold on, nothing has been proven yet, so don't sit there and dismiss what I'm saying. That's why people would be upset. Instead, people should just not have shit to say until it is proven. Do you get what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've said this whole time. But I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I see it. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I'm saying they are coming, because it's been multiple black people in power. That's why I'm saying it. Yeah. Now, it hasn't been one specific. It hasn't been just one black man. It's been like they're going down the list of black billionaires. And like, that's what I'm saying. And like, I'm saying that their trajectory
I'm just curious. What is the list?
After these, like I was saying, but I'll tell that afterwards. But after these accusations, their trajectory, their career, their life isn't the same as someone who is of a different race or a different color, because these are definitely detrimental things. Yeah. And it's like they don't have the same standard of like, all right, I did that, but I could still be on top.
No, of
that's
course.
That's what I'm trying.
I mean,
that's
of course,
all I'm trying
I understand
to say.
That we have a man who's
that's what I'm saying.
Literally a predator about to be in office.
And
again.
That's all I'm trying to say. And I'm not discrediting these men, or and I'm not discrediting these victims for what has happened. And I by all means stand by all family members, by all victims, by all of that. But all I'm saying is that it is a history right now. I'm being like, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the media is controlled by like 7 people. And they're all like,
so who do you think is in this list?
Because I don't want to go over the list because it's a lot of them.
Really? I mean,
I'll fact check it right now.
Honestly, I think that they need to lock up everybody who's been doing anything against women. First of all, it's men that get away with doing these things to women, white, black, Puerto Rican, and Asian. Like, for real. And that's another thing. Like, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Of course, you know that I share the same belief. I'm just saying, like, how other people would get it. Yeah. But, like,
it just
at the end of the day,
yeah,
nobody gives a fuck about women. And it doesn't matter if you beat us, you sexually assault us, you unalive us. that really is the main focus here, yeah. that any man of any color and any race
yeah.
can do whatever the fuck they want to us, no mm-hmm. matter if we're white or black or anything.
Yeah.
So I think that should be more of a focus
yeah,
than
that's true.
You know, anything else, because that is the common ground.
That is the common ground that men with can any men man. Get away with a yes. lot of different. And right. I will agree with that point of it. I will yeah. agree with that point, because at the end of the day, like, I do stand for women, and I yeah. and I put them to the forefront mm-hmm. over even, you know, black men, like I said. But I'm yeah. like, I'm saying I understand that, and I just think that as
because
of lately,
we also don't even know, like, this woman who made these accusations, we don't know if this woman is white, we don't know if this woman mm-hmm. is black. Mm-hmm. So what if she is black? Do we all of a sudden give him his credit?
It's just what I'm saying by black, I am saying that they don't have the same. Like I said,
they
don't have the
same.
They have the innocent. They have the guilty until proven innocent. And with yeah. white people, they have the innocent until proven guilty. That's my main thing.
And then even when you're proven guilty,
even when you're proven guilty, even when you're proven innocent, it doesn't matter. That's still like, that's all I'm saying. I don't get like, no, I'm sorry.
But I'm just explaining to you yeah. why somebody would take it the wrong way.
Yeah. And they could take it the wrong way. And I respect their opinions on it. But like, I still stand firm on what I said about like mm-hmm. black people in general, black women, black men, black people of color are mm-hmm. are guilty until proven innocent. And I just think that like that's it's black and white. That is exactly yeah. what it is to me. And it's just like, I'm not discrediting or I'm not blaming a victim for what happened. I am yeah. just verbally saying that black people are guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
And it is not fair. Mm-hmm. The system is not set up for black people, and it's not fair. And I am not, if that situation were to happen to me, I wouldn't give a fuck if he was black, white, blue, or gray. Like, I want justice.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But I am going to, like, go by the law and go by. And I'm only saying this because I'm like, it annoyed me because people think it's because I'm such a fan of Beyonce.
Right, right, right.
I love Beyonce. Love her to death. Lock that bitch up if she watching a 13-year-old get raped. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't care. And yeah. it's just like, I will stand by what I said about, like, people don't understand because you're not a part of that world. So, I mean, I can get it. Are you yeah. just too young? Or you don't see it? Are you not receptive to it? But I don't know. I'm not trying to make it, like, I'm not trying to make it a race thing. But, I mean, basically I am kind of. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, I just don't think the judicial system is set up for black people. And I feel like when they have this thing, when people, I don't even say men anymore, people have this tarnishing their image, mm-hmm. they cannot go back from it, even if it's, like, defamation.
Yeah.
Like, from the defamation. A man is in president right now. 34 mm-hmm. counts of, like mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, look at the comparison.
Yeah.
Look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, there's, am I making sense, Nolan?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
I'm sorry.
No,
like, I'm making sense.
I understand what you mean. You are not wrong for what you were saying.
Yeah.
It's just how I explained it to you.
No, and I
why
and I
somebody
understand,
might.
And I understand your and I understand that. And you are right by, like, women to the forefront of it. And mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't want to victim blame. But I also do think women, if people lie about those mm-hmm. type of things, I think they should go to jail for as much time that the accuser is.
Yeah.
I think that's wrong as well. But that's just a whole nother
topic.
No,
of course.
But let's get into this advice, you guys.
Yeah, let's get into the advice. Sorry, guys. That was kind of a little tangent that we just went on. We apologize.
Sorry.
No, we don't. But, okay, advice. Do you have advice or do you want me to?
I have some advice. Okay, cool. All right.
And we had so many more topics on here too, by the way, guys. So it was such an eventful week.
Right?
Yeah.
Please give me some advice. I'm 27 years old and I've been with my man since I was 21 years old. We have a 2-year-old together. I love my man. At least I think I do. He's the only man I've ever been with and we live together. My 2-year-old son is a product of our love, but lately I've been finding myself so attracted to this one guy at work. He's so dark and handsome, and it makes me wonder if I'm going to fall for temptation. My man mm-hmm. says he's never cheated on me, but I just went through... Wait, did we read this one already?
No.
My man says he's never cheated on me, but I just went through his phone and found out he's been hiding bitches' stories on Facebook and hiding it. I had to go to the activity log on the settings. Smart. Which makes me wonder what else he's been hiding. I know I love my man, but this guy from work is so fine. I might fall into temptation. Should I let myself since my man is hiding things on his phone anyways?
Girl, no.
You're looking for something.
Excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
She's trying to look for an excuse to cheat. She's like, well, there. No, I'm
he's hiding some shit. Let me go and fuck somebody else.
Girl,
not equal.
Right. I don't think that's an equal playing field at all. But if you are having temptation like that, you're not as in love as you think you are.
Very true.
I've never been deeply in love with somebody and been tempted to do anything. But
exactly.
I have been not fully in love and been tempted to do things. So,
like, you know what? I'm sick of
break up with that man if you want to deal with Mr. Work.
Yeah, but no.
That's always my advice.
Leave him. But I'm like, no, if you are this, I mean...
No, that is, together. But facts.
But here's the thing. I will say, she said that's her, the only man she's ever been with. You got to experience right. some of the dick. But
no, 100%, girl. If you having those, get some other
just
wing.
See. But I mean, I don't know. I don't want you to break up your happy home. I don't.
Girl, happy, she miserable. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
We don't really know what to tell you, baby girl. We
got no, that I stand on my advice. Like, you need to break up with him. If you're having those temptations and you're looking for a reason to cheat, you are not happy in that relationship how you think you are. And you're young. It's okay to want to go experience new things and new people. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be a one-woman man for the rest of your life. It's not the 1950s. I'm just kidding. But all right, y'all. Bye, guys.
Bye.